To Manic Monday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Wait. Sean has sent our intern has sent an intro, and I for the last 2 weeks I have not read it. And Sean, I apologize. It's probably why he hasn't come around. Mm-hmm. So let me read it this time. Hey everyone, and welcome to Manic Monday. Are you new to the show? I bet you are. That's a real shit thing to have me say already.
Wow.
Well, if you're new to the show, let me tell you what we're like. Listening to the 8-Bit Geek is like unironically listening to Limp Bizkit. You know you do it. When no one's around, you blast it, loving every second. But as soon as someone walks in unannounced, as if you were caught watching porn, you slam your laptop shut. Tell them that you have no idea how it started playing and do everything in your power to change the subject. My name's Jeremy, and with me today are two men who have Fred Durst posters on their walls and openly admit to being massive Limp Bizkit fans. I'm Doug!
He's back.
Blood kills.
Accurate. Was it soundboard?
Do a whole fucking show. I'll admit that I've always been a big Limp Bizkit fan, but that's not anything that is anything that's new. I've openly admitted that in my youth I was a big limpy. That's what they would have called the fan base if I were in charge. But I listened to them quite a bit. They got me hyped up in my youth. I was an angry teenager and 20-year-old, and I still am. I get down. I get down with the Limp, and I listen to their whole new album. It's pretty good for somebody who's 75 and still making new metal.
Is it still new at this point? Is it still new metal?
New old metal.
Yeah. Classic metal.
Yeah. The metal. See, I don't have many artists that I've listened to that I'm like scared to admit about it. You know what I'm saying? Like everyone has that back catalog that they're like, ooh, I'm never mentioning that I listen to them. But I don't really have that. I mean, I can, you know, everybody has different phases in their life where they like different things, and there's nothing to be ashamed of about that. Like, you know. And everybody listened to them. I don't care who you are. You listen to them or else they wouldn't have sold 500 million records. I don't know how many records they sold.
Somebody's going to fact check that.
I'm about to right now. So,
I never liked them, man. Never bought a record from them, but never bought an album. And because I was the kid who unfortunately had the facial hair and I wore a backwards hat. So of course, they're like, hey, chubby kid, what's up, Fred Durst? And I was like, no, that's it. Insta-hate. And plus, their music is just fucking, to me, I'm not a fan. The only new metal band that I can stand is System of a Down. I think that came out of that whole, like, everything.
Would you consider them? I've never considered System of a Down new metal.
You don't think they broke around the new metal era? I mean, that's when they came out. They broke around what, 99, 2000.
New metal is specifically like rap rock.
Is that what would be considered? Because there's so much around that. I mean, there's all those different new metal bands. I don't know. If you look up System of a Down, I would consider them new metal, just maybe because they came out around that era. But yeah, then if they're not considered genres, new metal, then I can't stomach any of them.
That's what's listed. That's what they're listed as: alternative metal, new metal, and heavy metal.
I would have never characterized them as new metal. I just don't see it.
Yeah. Toxicity, man. I mean, I don't know. It had a bit, and I wouldn't say rap, but I mean, obviously it was different, and it still had those really heavy, like drop D, like, you know, just those really heavy riffs and stuff. So I don't know. It could have been the tone that they were using instead of not just the rap part of it. Either way, like they are still, I still love them very much, and I would see them if they went back on tour and if it was affordable, not like Rage Against the Machine where you charge $300 a ticket, but if it was something affordable, I would see System.
Let's see. It still seems like, let's see. Okay. So they've had a combined Limp Bizkit, going back to Limp Bizkit, has sold an estimated 40 million albums worldwide, which is quite a bit. Significant Other went seven times platinum. And then Chocolate Starfish went six times platinum.
Forgot about that fucking name. What a weird ass name for an album. I love that, like, and it had to be read on like TRL. Like Carson Daly had to say that on live television, like weekly, daily, if anything.
Doug, what you've been relatively quiet this whole time.
Yep. Sorry, I'm looking up. I'm still doing research for our top fives for tomorrow. So there's a store and I just can't find it, and it's driving me fucking crazy. And I don't know what it's called.
Now you're letting people in. Spoilies.
Yeah, look at that.
Spoilies.
Sorry. Hey, Jer, tell the listeners about your week discovering that you already knew one of your coworkers.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. A good story.
So I'm working from home now, doing support for my job, and I was in the company chat, and people were starting to talk, and then this one guy, he posts a photo of a character from Warhammer, and he's like, "Can anybody tell me?" And he's actually one of my supervisors, and he goes, "Can anybody tell me who this is? I know that somebody's not going to let me down." And so I was like, "Oh, that's Warhammer." And then he goes, "Ha ha." I was like, he goes, "I knew somebody could name it." I was like, "Of course, I'm a giant nerd." And and he goes, "Speaking of nerds, I got to do this D&D thing." Like, he just brings up D&D and he's like, I got to do this D&D thing with a friend, and I got to come up with a character. But they want us to draw our characters, but I have no absolutely zero artistic ability. So then he did a little character in the chat using the Google symbols and stuff, and was like, "I'm thinking about going this one." And it was a wizard. And I was like, I was like, "Oh, I do a D&D as well. I actually have fun. I play not like D&D is not fun. I actually have fun." But I was like, "I do a D&D. I play in a Jedi who is modeled after Mark Wahlberg." And he goes, "Oh, wow. That's funny. You should listen to a show called 8-Bit Saga." And I was like, "Wait, no. Hey, dude, I'm on that show. I play Mark Kenobi." And he, in all caps, "What?" So it was such a coincidence that he just randomly brought it up, and then he tells everyone in the chat, he's like, "Oh, we got a celebrity." And I'm like, "Yep, a celebrity who still works a 9-to-5 job." And
make it till you make it, man.
Yeah. And so he private messages me and he's like, I didn't know it was you. I know that there was a Jeremy. I didn't connect it." And I was like, "Yeah, man." So it was really cool. And I actually know him.
Yeah. He's on our Discord.
I've done a drunk Jeopardy with him.
Yeah.
And give a shout out to you, Dirtman Jim. Thank you for listening. I don't know if you listen to the 8-Bit Geek or not, but if you do, then this is your story. If not, then you'll never know, and whatever. But
Or everyone will just add him in the Discord and be like, yo, you got a shout out. Listen to this one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're talking about you. Everybody in the Discord should just be like, oh, my God, they're talking about you, and not in a nice way. That would.
Isn't he like your boss or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they would force him to listen. He'd be like, oh, these motherfuckers. But then he comes out of it, and he's just like, oh, so it's a sweet thing. But for a second, he'll be mad.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there a conflict of interest at this point? Because he is also your lawyer, isn't he?
No, he's Caleb's lawyer, which I did tell Caleb.
Oh, Caleb's lawyer. Okay.
I did tell Caleb he might have to find new representation.
Oh, okay.
This might be a conflict of interest.
Well, now you can have a new lawyer, Jer.
Now you can be my lawyer.
Client has opened up.
Yeah.
Dirtman Jim.
So, and that's what he has to say in the courtrooms every Your Honor, I am Dirtman Jim. I'm representing
whichever side you're on, you win.
Yeah. he's like 150-0.
Yeah.
He's never lost a case.
Yep.
Never officially won one either. It's all just been a draw, but whatever.
It's all gotten mistrial.
It's all been a mistrial. Yeah. Well.
Going for the ties. It's still a win. It's not a loss.
That's right.
But then other people, he was like, oh, everybody should listen. And I was like, well, if you're everybody and you're in this chat, you may be offended by this show. So just just be aware there is language. So
lots of language.
Mm-hmm. That's the last thing I need is Dirtman Jim, Jeremy, if you guys could step into my office here virtually, we're going to have to let you go because y'all fucked up.
Yeah.
Y'all offended a lot of people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's say I don't advertise the show at work at all because you never know who might be offended by something. And then like that, I don't know. I don't think that while we do live in a right to work state, I don't think they can fire you for something outside of work hours that does not affect your job.
I would hope so, but I got fired for being harassed, so who knows?
Yeah, but that was a small company, you know what I mean? Like, that was a small private company, and they knew you weren't going to fight it. But, like, Costco, national brand, they got to fuck around with that shit.
That's true.
True. True, 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 true. True story. So. Let's see here. Hey, did you guys buy anything on Black Friday?
No,
I did.
Why'd you say it like that? Like it's a bad
I tried thing. To avoid it, man, because I hate bothering people, especially going into a physical store on Black Friday is I feel the worst.
Oh, so you didn't even have shop online. Enough. You went into a store.
Yeah, I went into a store.
Oh, so you were actually a piece of shit.
Yes, I was. I was that guy.
Hold on.
I went in with trade-ins.
Can you please tell me that you went up there and when you got to the cashier, you went, I can't believe they make you work today.
Yeah. And I'm yeah, exactly. I'm like, wow, huh? Busy day, huh? You guys have any PlayStation 5s?
It's a shame you guys didn't get to be home with your family.
Right? Oh, I'm so full. I'm sorry. I would have come in earlier, but I was just so full from eating. I slept in. No.
So many years of dealing with that. Now you are that.
Yeah, dude. Oh, God. 15 years of retail, man. It's like, I don't remember my 20s because of it.
God.
I did go into a GameStop because I traded some stuff in toward a Quest 2 VR headset.
Was the Quest 2 even on sale?
Yeah, it was $299 and you got a $50 gift card on the spot. And they were doing it at pretty much every promotion. So like you can go to Best Buy, Target and all that, but I did have some trade-ins to kind of soften the blow on it to where I kind of got it down to like $150. So it was about half the price.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the main draw for it for me, I saw the deal, but then I kind of looked into it and saw that it can work well with your PC if you like tether it, you know, just like a USB-C cable, and you can use it for your PSVR, so your Steam. So I've always wanted to play Alex, the Half-Life game, so that was a good decision right there. And also, they are the exclusive for Resident Evil 4 VR, which I found out about, I think like last week or 2 weeks ago on the Besties podcast. And they talked it up and said it was like one of the best like Resident Evil 4 experiences. And that hands down is one of my favorite Resident Evil games. And dude, it's insane. Yeah, it works really well. And it's like playing it all over again. And it's just as scary, if not more scary than the 7 was in VR, because of the fact that like there's more like farmers and stuff coming at you. So you have to be really quick with the reload. It's a lot more action oriented than the other one. I'll talk about that, I guess, on Thursday. But either way, I picked up that headset and I've been using it a lot ever since. So
I am I'm very jealous because I would love to experience some of the software that is on a VR headset. Now, mm-hmm. Ryan said that a lot of the software you can get for the Oculus is on every other headset. But I don't know if that's true. Maybe it is.
I think the Resident Evil one, at least for now, is exclusive.
He would not lie to us. Ryan wouldn't lead us astray.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I don't know why I'm questioning him.
Yeah, seriously. Get your shit together.
There's some really great experiences. Like even like going, there's one where you can visit places in across the world, and it really mm-hmm. is like a whole experience, and people talk it up all the time. Like even just those kind of things is pretty amazing. And it's only taken us about 5 years to finally get to the point where the software is getting really, really good. Mm-hmm. You know? And so I'm excited for VR, but it's still too expensive for me to jump into. And I'd rather buy a video card than a VR headset on the PC. You know?
Fair enough. And also I did do one of the things I did the first night too. I launched Google Earth. And you can do Google Streets, and you can basically, I walked my old neighborhood, and like, I mean, obviously it's in current times, but it was cool being able to do that in like VR. So, you know, just being in your old neighborhood and looking around. And since it's a wireless headset, you could do full 360. So I was just swinging around in my office chair and just checking out everything. And once again, it takes you on a nostalgia trip. I mean, just being able to do stuff like that, visit old neighborhoods or whatever Google Maps has available, you can visit that area and in VR be there. So I, like I said, props to him on that. I do feel like a scumbag for the Facebook stuff. But other than that, I mean, the apps do work well for the price, and like the headset works well. I think it does much better than the PlayStation VR so far.
Kev, I'd like to do an experiment. I'd like you for Top 5 Tuesday to be playing Resident Evil while trying to talk about your top fives.
I could try that. I think I can stream it to you guys too, so you can see that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't need to be distracted too.
Yeah. So. We just need to see if you can stay on point while doing your top fives.
We'll make it work. I'll have to find out. I'll have to play it muted or something, so that way it doesn't, because the sound comes in through the top or something mm-hmm. like that. It's kind of weird unless you have you have to either plug in like a headset or USB-C. It's weird.
All right. Well, we'll see if you can get that working, because that'd be fun to do for tomorrow. Okay. So that's it for Manic Monday. Tomorrow we're going to be doing our top five mall hangouts, stores or places in the mall that we love to hang out with in our youth. So I know that malls are a new concept to our listeners. Malls were places where stores got together like a party and hung out there. And it was all indoor. There were no outdoor stores. It was indoor.
And depending on what the mall you went to, but
shut up,
yeah.
Shut up. And then there was something called a food court where they had food all around you, and you could choose where to eat and then sit down in a group setting, and you would eat inside. So that's the mall. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.